So I have been to Chettikulam, nearby Bavaniya, in order to meet my parents and my youngest sister with 4 children, all under 10 years, and my disabled brother. I went from Germany to there end of May, and I could experience some very miserable, I could see and experience some very inhuman situation inside one of the major Manik Sam complex, where my parents and family members are detained. It was very terrible to see the situation of under which they have to live. They are detained in a very small tent, which is the scale of this tent is nearly 2.5 meter length and nearly 7 to 8 meter long. There should live my family members. Some members live there up to 19 persons in one camp, in one tent. So the camp which I visited was Ramanathan Transitional Relief Village. As name says, relief, there is not any relief for the IDPs inside the camp. They are compelled to live there as detainees. I would say it is a detention center. The people have to face a lot of hardships. They have to, for example, they have to stay in queue for hours in order to get the drinking water. They have to wait up to 5 hours in order to get into the toilet. They have to wait for the food. They have to wait for the hospital doctors in order to get medical treatment from them up to 5 hours. The terrible situation is sometimes you don't know when they will be transferred from this camp to another one. Sometimes come the security personnel with vehicles and pick you up. You don't know why and where to go. They will be sometimes sent to another camps in these areas, which is newly established. It's called Zone 4 and Zone 5 camps. Normally, it is not allowed to go inside the camps for the visitors. The relatives, if they would like to see their relatives who are inside the camp, they have to register outside the camp by the special military police, and you have to wait some hours, and they will be called your name, and thereafter they inform your relatives inside the camp. If they hear this message that your family members or relatives are waiting outside the camp, then they will come there. It may take sometimes 30 minutes or 1 hour. Sometimes it could take up to 5 hours. Sometimes they do not come. So you can't meet sometimes. You just go there from Bavaniya or from somewhere else there, and then you have to come back without meeting them. So once you have the chance to meet them, you are mostly allowed to speak to your relatives. They are inside the camp, you are outside the camp. Between them, there is a barbed wire, and you have to talk to them. You are allowed to talk to them only 15 minutes. Sometimes, if you are lucky, the security person is allowed to talk to them up to half an hour. As I told, in this 21st century, it is pathetic to say that nearly 300,000 people have to stay in such a inhumanitarian, very primitive condition in these camps. The president of Sri Lanka, Honorable Mahinda Rajapaksa, says that these people are his own citizens, but how they treat these people, you can't believe it, that he treats these people as his own people, as a head of state.